The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, well, let's go to Adam, because since we spoke last week, massive quarantine measures and a whole heap of business shutdowns, of course, Mother's Day.
Yeah, we're sharing this thing with you, of course, pubs, cafes, restaurants, cinemas, theatres, etc., etc., and the sort of official tone has moved from please don't do that to don't do that in capital letters. And in fact, across plenty of our headlines on the front pages today, the official message was stay away from mum, given that it is Mother's Day here. That's been a tricky thing, I'm sure, for lots of people, but we're not messing around. I suppose that's the point, isn't it? That if churches are shutting up shop and people have been told that there have been too many congregating in parks. I mean, just going, you know, outdoors, but if you get a lot of people suddenly in a London park, it's too many people. So parks are shutting as well. Basically, the social distancing thing they're stressing is absolutely paramount in squashing this. And if we don't squash it, we get far more lives lost.
Yes, policing it is difficult. I mean, you've just got to hope that people do the right thing. And they've been told over and over again, but there's a sense of defiance out there as well, which is a significant health risk. Nonetheless, look, this Peru business, I talked to our foreign minister about it on Friday. Your government has got involved.
Yeah, I mean, given it's one of those things, isn't it, with a global emergency, when suddenly there's millions of people in the wrong place at the wrong time. And here we are talking about Peru, because I think it caught a lot of people on the hop. Suddenly closing its borders, an overnight curfew, all flights in and out grounded, and here we are a week later, and it looks like the Foreign Secretary, Dominic Raab, is saying that he has negotiated that a British flight can go in and get them out. Yeah. The only thing is that getting a load of tourists onto a plane who need to evacuate on one flight out is like herding cats. People are never in the right place at the right time. Yeah. They don't hear the message. They turn up a fraction too late. They don't know how to get to the airport. So it's terribly important, I guess, to get people home. On the other hand, I don't know if the UK is altogether a completely safer place than Peru at the moment.
You're a good man. You're a good man. Let's talk tomorrow, because there's a possibility, I know, that football, your football matches could be back, soccer back in 5 weeks. We'll have a chat about that tomorrow. That's Adam Gilchrist in London. News next at 7. The Treasurer after the news. Queensland, it's 6 o'clock.